The St John Local Immigration Partnership, alongside the city's growth agency Envision St John, recently launched a survey aimed at St Johners originally from other countries to look at the direct experiences of immigrants in the region. The anonymous survey asks about experiences of living and working in the region, including the accessing of services such as education and healthcare. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Catherine Melvin, Population Growth Manager at Envision St John, about the survey and how Envision hopes the findings may improve the experience of immigrants in the region, as well as the importance of immigrants and immigration to the city.
So this is a survey that we are doing with the Local Immigration Partnership, and we're going to be doing it every 2 years. And it's really to get an idea of the experiences immigrants are having in our community in the St. John region. So there's questions about general demographics, but there's also questions about experiences with community services, what type of experiences they're bringing, what type of, you know, family composition, access to services they've had. Also questions about how well they feel they belong in the community and if they've faced any experiences of racism or discrimination. So it kind of has a broad set of questions. It's about 20 minutes long. There's quite a few questions. It's quite an extensive survey to help us understand what the experiences are and how we as a community can create a more welcoming and inclusive community.
You kind of like touched on the answer to this question, certainly, how important it is to get responses from immigrants to the St. John region and how the information will be used.
Yeah, so obviously very important to understand what the experiences are. That's how we can help with our partners to improve services and coordination and to hear, yeah, those lived firsthand experiences. With the information, we're going to be creating a report for the Local Immigration Partnership, and we'll also publish this on our page, just sharing some of those insights, what are the experiences, and then we'll be able to look at some of the work we've done with our immigration strategy. So this is kind of the first pulse of the immigrant community in terms of this strategy. And then year over year, it can help us look at how we're progressing on that strategy as well.
Who are you looking for to complete it? Meaning immigrants from other parts of the world, are people from other parts of Canada included in this? And is there kind of like a time limit? Anyone who is born outside the country?
Yeah, it's actually for anyone born outside of Canada, anyone who is 16 or older, born outside of Canada, and is living in the St. John region. So anywhere in St. John, Quispamsis, Rosay, Grand Bay, Westfield, Hampton, Fundy St. Martin's, and the Fundy Rural District. And in terms of how long they've been here, we're looking for a variety of responses. So whether someone landed 2 days ago or 2 years ago or 20 years ago.
Why is immigration and why are immigrants important to the city of St. John?
I think in terms of obviously our economy and population growth, we continue to see natural birth rate decline. So we have more people dying than being born in our province, in our region. And so that's really important. But also in terms of the varied experiences, the diversity in thinking and all of the great things that diversity brings to our community is very important. We do have a lot of people who have chosen the St. John region as home over the last, particularly the last, you know, 5 years. We've had a spike in immigration. And so we want to make sure that we're hearing from people who have chosen this region and that we can do the things that are necessary to make sure people stay here as well.
And for Envision St. John, what is it doing to encourage immigration into the region?
From the population growth and workforce side, there's work being done to attract people to the region, particularly even out of province, and post-secondary graduates who might have gone to school in another area and why they should choose St. John as a place to live in and stay. There's also work being done with employers in the workforce side to help employers who are looking to fill gaps. And there's also, we have a regional immigration strategy for the community. So there's three pillars in that, in which we're looking at a coordinated ecosystem. We're looking to reduce discrimination in the community, and we're looking to make it a welcome and inclusive community. So there's different programs and projects being done. We're also have a few different tools and resources. So we have a service navigator called settleinstjohn.com, and that helps people navigate services that are available to them. And we also have a new to St. John website that's part of the local immigration partnership that has information about anything you might need to know about living in St. John or moving to St. John. So whether you're coming from another province or another country, it has useful information. So trying to use those types of resources to help support people in coming here. And then with our partnership, working as a community to create the kind of places people want to stay. The survey can be completed at newtostjohn.ca/immigrant-survey or through the local immigration partnerships, Facebook or LinkedIn. We have it all posted there. And we are doing a draw at the end of it. So participants can enter for one of five $50 Walmart gift cards, as a thank you for the time. It is a completely voluntary anonymous survey, and we do have it available online in eight different languages. So we wanted to try to provide some accessibility to a diverse range of participants. And if anyone wants to complete the survey by phone or paper, they can reach out to me, and we have a research assistant who can help if technology is a barrier. As the local immigration partnership, we're a committee of community partners who are committed to supporting newcomers and creating welcoming, inclusive communities. And you know, this tool is one of the ways to help us get information about how to enhance our work and support people in the region.
The immigrant survey can be found at newtostjohn.ca, along with more information for those settling in the region. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.